This is the Chief and Sean Show, and we are live in the 405.
We're not live, but we are back.
We're live.
No, we're not. We are back.
And we're live.
Weekly, not live.
We're sort of live.
Okay, to everyone listening, or, well...
The people who are listening.
The few that listen, here's the deal. Speed Society is going to be hosting all of these podcasts. You're going to be seeing a ton from these guys. How big are they, Sean?
It's the biggest automotive website in the world. And I mean, they got a lot of cool shit.
Yeah, we're stoked to be working with guys like that for sure. Anytime we can align ourselves with other huge automotive people, this is perfect. So
also, stop listening now and go and like it and comment on it. And the sooner you do that, hopefully, the more podcast episodes you'll hear.
The Crow 405, Murder Nova, Midway Street Cars. Like it, comment on us, tell us who you are, tell us why you listen to it. Keep this going, please. There are people that don't want this to keep going.
There's people right now trying to put an end to this. They don't want us on the air.
And we got guys like Speed Society that want to help us keep it going, so
welcoming us.
Let's do it. Rock and roll. Help everybody out.
And while you're there, check it out. Their website's awesome.
Hello.
Welcome to, or something behind it, like, welcome to the Chief and Sean Show.
Yeah. You know, and then with the
at the end, and then like, you know, and
then throw some drums in there.
Yeah, then it intros into the people in fucking street racing and drag racing.
Really?
Get a soundboard and like do sound effects the whole
Thing.
We need some sort of sound effect.
When you guys tell a joke, it goes,
anytime Sean says something funny, it goes, boom.
Yeah, I feel like we've graduated to that at least.
Oh, yeah. God,
that's okay.
So,
no, our producer's too lazy for that. We don't get sound effects.
As of right now, he can sit over there and do nothing.
Yep. And just make fun of us.
Yes.
Or not do anything that we're asking and leave us hanging on the radio or podcast, whatever this is called.
On this live deal.
This, whatever. Okay. And here
it's
we
Tuesday.
Are. It's Tuesday. It's damn sure ain't Tuesday.
I'm not sure about much.
This is the
but
furthest,
I'm pretty goddamn sure it ain't Tuesday.
This is the furthest thing from Tuesday that what we've done lately. But I guarantee you, if you argue with our podcast listeners on Instagram, this is Tuesday.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. All I know is that the week I've had, it seems like Monday to me.
What's going on?
I've just
your
had
week. What's the deal with your week?
Nothing. It's been like the weekend all week.
What have you done?
Nothing.
Why?
Not a fucking thing.
You should be doing something. You should be helping Kamikaze with his wheelie bars.
Man, there's so many people saying, please, just raise your wheelie bars.
It's amazing what the show captures, little bitty things like that. Just one little thing that we say about somebody's car, and then the whole internet just runs with it, and it's like...
Well, and they made it a big deal, too.
Yeah, like the show wasn't even that... I mean, it wasn't that big of a deal on the show. It just... It was, you know... He lost twice, and you know, you're not going to get a bunch of excuses out of Kamikaze, so they had to come up with some sort of an excuse as to what happened to his car and why he smokes the tires, so they used what we said, what we talked about on the starting line. Mm-hmm. And it was of our opinion that when he raced Dave and Doc, that his wheelie bars were set too high. Now, you know...
It was obviously of my opinion that that's what the problem was.
It was obviously of my opinion, too, because I spoke strongly about it after he lost. And it sucks because, you know, Kamikaze's my boy. Me and Kamikaze have been fucking homies since we were 12 years old and shit. And we did this fucking racing shit together for a long time. So
yeah, but none of that shit doesn't mean that y'all's not
we
boys.
No,
so you shit on something that he did. That's part of it. That's what we do.
It wasn't even me actually shitting on it as much as it's just I'm disappointed that he lost.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm not trying to say that, you know, that he's stupid or he didn't know what he was doing. I'm just disappointed that my homeboy lost. And so if I feel like he lost because of the wheelie bars, I'm going to say something. That's just who I am. And you can bet your ass I said it to him too. You know, I mean, it's not like I said it because he wasn't listening. You know, they just didn't show the part where I went over there and you know, talked to him about it and, you know, went over videos and tried to figure it out. But in his defense, he had tested it that week and – he did fine, and so whatever happened with him or his crew or whatever since in between those two times, I don't really know. It's really hard to test for that street. It's really hard to test
for that street.
So you can go to the racetrack all you want. You can go to other streets all you want. you know how it is. You race, you don't get testing before you race. You come chances off the trailer.
Chances are, if he tested and everything went good with the way that the wheelie bars were, then he had a lot of wheel speed out of the hole on whatever road that he was on. And it didn't smash the tire down. But I know that he had sent me video of that and was like, dude, you are so fucking mad. You know? And so I watched the video. I didn't get a chance to watch the show Monday. I had to watch it later on, but I didn't know what was going on. And he sent it to me and he goes, you are so fucking mad. And it's the clip of me, you know, saying they need to go down 3 inches. Why are the fucking wheelie bars so high and shit like that? You know, well, and he was laughing about it. So
yeah, he may have been laughing about it then.
Well,
but
he is now.
Yeah, now. But at that time, he wasn't. You know, he was mad because he lost. And he was mad because, you know, we've helped Kamikaze in the past and he's helped up us in the past. And we're all still cool. But this shit has gotten so crazy and we do it every weekend and being the best is now our whole life. And so this street racing shit has taken over our lives. It's no longer we go out once a month and race with our buddies and so we can help everybody and we can be a part of everybody's car. Now there's really no time to be a part of anybody's shit. And there's no, so Kamikaze had to get his own crew and Kamikaze and we have our own crews. And I mean, even between me and you, I have my crew, you have your crew. And on race night, you know, I can't.
Sometimes we got to race each other.
Right, and I can't step in there
halfway
through your program. If I haven't been helping you all year, I can't step in there and say, hey, you need to do this, you need to do that, you need to do this. Because you're doing it for a reason. I don't know what that reason is, but that's why you're doing it. And I'm not going to step on your crew's toes and piss everybody off. And me and you, we voice our opinions very loudly sometimes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even when we should probably keep things to ourselves or say them later when nobody's around. But we've gotten so used to the cameras being there, we forget they're there.
Yeah, I had no idea that they caught everything that I said about those wheelie bars.
Right. And so, but we didn't say it. The people on the Instagram are getting it twisted. You know, they think that we're shitting on him or they think we're talking shit or whatever. But
no, not at all.
We didn't say it like that. We said it like, dude, if he'd have lowered his wheelie bars, he'd have beat that motherfucker. You know what I mean? And or that's what we thought. Who fucking knows if that would have been the case.
I always want to see the El Camino win.
Right.
You know, I mean, I love that fucking car.
But like you notice, like you're screaming at Monkey to help him and to lower his wheelie bars. But like,
I get why
Monkey can't step in there. Chris has his own crew.
I know.
If Monkey steps in there and oversteps his boundaries with those guys, that's going to cause problems between Chris and his own crew. Because then his crew is going to be looking at Chris going, why the fuck are you letting those guys jump in here and take over when we're helping? We're helping you. They're not out with us every night testing. We are. So I get why Monkey didn't step in
there. I get it too.
And I can't go over there and tell, like, but I can, I do know that me and Chris talked about it a few times for the race and I voiced my opinion and, you know, he was trying some things and eventually he gets it. You know what I mean? And whatever it took to get it, he got it. Whether it was lowering the wheelie bars or whatever he ended up doing, he figured it out. The car's fast.
Yeah.
You know, so, but yeah, man, it's just crazy how the internet can latch on to one little thing like that so hard and run with it, dude. It's just, I mean, it's insane. So everybody's on the internet going, just lower your wheelie bars, Kamikaze.
Though that was, you know, over a month ago and he's got it lined out since then.
And that was the first time he brought his car out with all the new changes and all that shit.
He's even said, you know, he's a small tire guy, you know, he never had big tires before. He's never had wheelie bars before. That is the first car he's ever had. So it took him a while to figure out.
Yeah, he's learning.
Wheelie bars.
And with the small tires, the front end's just all the way and you just keep fucking taking power out of it till it goes. With the big tires, you know, the wheelie bars aren't there to keep the front end up. They're there to keep the tire round. They're there to keep the chassis happy, you know. So he's learned all that stuff. He's learning all that stuff. He's in the process of it.
Yep.
But, yeah, nobody gives anybody a chance anymore on the internet, man.
Nope, not at all.
You screw one thing up on the internet and you're up.
He gonna hear about that. If he goes to an appearance in 6 months from now, they're going to go, hey, I see you got them wheelie bars lowered.
And every time he loses, no matter what he loses for, he could lose because he red lit and everybody's going to say, well, yeah, I noticed his wheelie bars was too high just because of that stupid show. It's crazy what people latch on to, you know?
Yeah. Just like I can't do anything without somebody asking me if my car shook.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I mean, it's fucking everywhere, man. That thing's shaking, huh?
Yeah, it's shaking.
I'm like,
And, you know, we talked about it. And just like Dominator, his bump box deal, you know what I mean? Like, he's a
poor fucking guy.
And so it's even so bad now. Like, if something gets said on that show or something happens on that show, it spreads so fast, and it spreads way up the line. Like, manufacturers are posting on social media trying to defend themselves because their product wasn't on the car, or their product didn't cause the failure.
Their product is not what Dominator is having a problem with.
Is he too far away from the mic?
Sean?
Yeah.
No, Sean's
okay.
good.
Okay, he looks really far away. I was just making sure. Okay.
Those mics are cool.
Okay, cool.
No, you're good.
I'm just wondering. No, don't fuck it up. Now I'm going to be worried about it. Don't fuck it up now.
Now I'm going to be worried about it. He didn't even look at me. Phantom, I don't need to tell on people.
We need to get a mic check.
But it looks like we need to get a mic check over there.
Well, both y'all motherfuckers know if I ask Sean, he's going to go, no, this is where I'm always at. This is where I've never changed anything. Hell no.
What's different? Nothing's different.
Nothing's different.
This is exactly, look, I'm looking at it. It's exactly the same.
This is how I sit every time. The mic is always like this. That's the same thing with Sean and his fucking car. Is your car smokes the tires or the car doesn't make boost? I say, what'd you change?
Nothing.
I didn't change nothing. What are you talking about?
It's exactly the same.
We didn't change nothing. Oh, well, we did change the heads. And I
the
forgot.
Tune-up.
The converter. We changed the converter.
We went from a 3-speed to a 2-speed. Yeah. we went ahead and put a new 9-inch in the rear, in the back.
Yeah, and so now, no matter what happens on the podcast, everybody on the internet's going to say, well, it's because Sean's too far away from the mic.
Yeah, I know. Thanks.
No, I guarantee you somebody will say something about the sound today now.
Yeah. And it's Phantom's fault, just to let you guys know. It's not Sean's fault.
And he's kicked back over there not doing nothing.
No, he's, That's why when I asked him, he had to look up and go, what?
Yo, huh? What, guys? What? Sorry, guys. I was on Facebook.
Sorry, I'm making 4-wheeler videos.
Sorry, I'm over here checking out this Banshee.
I'm trying to figure out how to fly my drone.
Yeah.
So you got Dominator. Every time he goes to bump in, he takes off.
But goddamn, why is it so fast whenever he bumps?
Whatever he's doing, he needs to figure out how to repeat that. Because when he goes to bump in, it's the fastest pass he's ever made. Yep. Like, his car leaves so fast. Fucking hard when he bumps.
And you could hear me on the show the other night say, well, goddamn, he pulled 3 G's on the fucking bump.
He did, you know? Dude. That bitch took the
fuck man, that
off.
Thing rolled out. And it doesn't matter what he does, because after that, it doesn't leave that hard.
No, it's just...
It still leaves hard,
right,
but not as hard as what it does in the bump.
The bump makes it better. Well, so there's an actual product called a bump box, okay? So it's like Coca-Cola, okay? You can have Coca-Cola, and then everywhere you go, somebody's going to say, you want a Coke.
Yep.
Okay.
Even
if I
want a Dr. Pepper.
It may not be a Coke. Yep. It may be a RC Cola. It may be a Dr. Pepper. It may be a Pepsi.
It may be
a Dr. Thunder or a Mr. Pibb.
It could be a Shasta.
Only assholes drink Mr.
Pibb. It could be
a Shasta. Only assholes drink Mr. Pibb, dude.
It could be anything, but they call it a Coke. Okay. Well, this bump box, there's an actual product that's called bump box, and it's made by Davis Technologies. And yes. This has gotten so far that they wanted to post on social media and make sure everybody knew that that was not their product in Dominator's car.
That he's having a problem.
That he's having problems with. So it's the same thing. Like, it just moves so fast and it spreads so quickly.
Yeah, because he's probably hearing about it too.
Oh, can
it's
you imagine?
It's probably all over his pages. People's probably going, hey, what happened to Dominator's car?
Why can't
people's
you,
probably asking
why,
him,
why can't you
what
fix,
happened?
Why can't you fix Dominator's bump box?
Yep.
You know, why'd you give him a faulty bump box?
Yep.
So,
how come y'all can't get that deal fixed? I bet he gets tired of hearing that shit.
Yeah, and it's not his product.
No.
You know what I mean? And even if it was his product, you can't blame the product when it comes to Dominator.
No.
You blame him.
No.
Like, I was doing some Discovery Go questions for the internet the other day, and one of the questions was, if you could drive anyone else's car on the list, whose would it be and why? And I said, I would drive Dominator's car because, in my opinion, it's one of the fastest, if not the fastest car on the list besides ours.
But you would need a solid 2 weeks to go over everything first.
But that's what I'm saying. But if you get him away from it and me in the seat, I feel like I could be super competitive with that combination.
Dude, the car's fast.
Yeah, it's really
fast.
And
you see a glimpse of it every once in a while. But,
when he bumps.
Yeah, when he bumps.
Right before he stages.
But I'll tell you what, man. I do got to give it to Dominator, man. He's done something that I've never done before, and that is he has learned everything himself. He does everything to that car.
There's no doubt. I'm so proud of him.
And the learning curve it's going to take longer. You know, I mean, if I didn't have you helping me or some of the people that I have helping me, you know, because I wasn't raised around racing my whole life, you know, and I've only done it the past, 10, 15 years, you know, and so I've had help.
And the first 40 years, you didn't even race.
No. Fuck. Whatever. So... But that guy, there's nothing that he doesn't do himself.
It really is. He's very impressive. And people don't get it because they don't know that about him. But He doesn't have help. He didn't have no one to teach him how to do any of this shit. He went from
carbureted to fuel injected,
from nitrous to turbo. You know, he's changed the chassis himself. He's changed, you know, anything that gets done to that car, he does himself. And so talk about scattered. You get a guy who's trying to do it all himself and tune the damn thing and, you know, not having any help. You know, it's like he's lucky to be where he's at, honestly.
Yeah.
You know?
I think the only thing he doesn't do himself on that car is build the fucking transmissions.
Yeah.
Because other than that, he does all the motor work.
I think he used to build the tranny. I think he rebuilds some of the trannies, but hopefully he doesn't anymore. But I mean, at the end of the day, though, he should be proud, even though he's number 8 or 9 or whatever it is. He still should be proud because he did it all himself.
Yep.
You know what I mean? No one's helped him. He learned it all.
He hasn't flown anybody in to tune it. He hasn't flown anybody in. He hasn't sent anything off.
He's made the attempt to learn it. It's not just like he bought a tune from somebody or bought this and went racing with it. No, he like actually learned it, you know, and he's progressing and he'll get faster
and
faster.
He's a smart dude, man. There's just a whole lot going on in his head.
Man. Good Lord. I texted him the other day.
Oh, God.
It was...
Why would you do that?
Yeah.
I was watching the show, man, and I was in one of my moods, and it was self-induced, and I was feeling real generous and happy, and so I text Joe, and I said, hey, man, like, this next season, my car's pretty well lined out. It's fast. I ain't got to do a whole lot to it in between races. Like, you know, if you need some help, I'd like to help you a little bit this next season. Like, you know, anytime we go testing, you come with us and I'll lend you a hand. I'll do anything I can in between. I said, obviously, you know, Sean's new car stuff is going to take a lot of our time, but if we can include Dominator some of our stuff and try and help him get his stuff figured out, it'll make the list faster. It'll make us faster.
Even a lot of the stuff that Dominator I feel like needs help with, I can help with some of that stuff too.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And so that's what I told him. And I was like, you know, I said, I don't want to take any credit for your success, past or future.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be the guy who comes in and all of a sudden your car wins races and goes to the top and everybody says it's because of Chief. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I'd just like to extend a hand, put another set of eyes on his shit and say, you know, hey man, try this and see if we can get him a little bit more consistent. And his text back was at 9:13 a.m. the next morning. He texted, damn, and that was it. And I was like, I think I pissed him off. So I didn't text him nothing. Well, then
Because pretty much you fucking, I mean, you could take that.
You
a couple
can.
Different ways.
And that's what I was worried
because
about with
he's
Dominator.
Thinking, damn, I'm that big of a fuck up that he needs to come and help me get my shit together.
Right. Or, I mean, it could be taken either way. Or it could be taken like, damn.
But Dominator wouldn't take it that
you
way.
You know, and because Dominator's been real loyal here lately with all the shit that's been going on, all the backstabbing weird shit that's been going on, Dominator's always loyal.
Even if you meant it that way, that's not the way Dominator would take
right.
it.
Right. And so then his next text comes an hour later and it says, man, Chief, you have me at a true loss for words. But
oh God. Oh my God.
But that's the text. It's gotta be a 9,000 word essay.
Yeah.
And then it says
it wasn't proofread.
Man, you have me at a true loss for words. Yeah, he can't even spell check or nothing. So he puts all this shit in the text, and at the end he says, ha 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 ha, I guess I wasn't at a loss for words.
Yeah, no shit.
But
it just took him a while to come up with them.
Right. So, but I like the guy. I think he's great. But anyway, the bump box thing, he's got to get that figured out. The car is fucking fast, though. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it's got its little issues here and
but
there.
I think right now he's on his way to doing the whole brake thing and rolling in like a man. So hopefully the bump box isn't going to even be an issue anymore.
Yeah, if he can get it to where it stays. And that's the other thing, like I told him, I was like, dude, think about how much faster you would be if you got rid of worrying about whether or not the car is going to stage. If when you went to the starting line, it was in your head of how you're going to beat this dude, what you're going to do, how you're going to beat him, how you're going to drive, how fast you're going to go. Everything he does in between rounds and in between races is it going to stage?
Well, and not to mention, think about how bad that will fuck your program up. If you've got one, and that's the beginning of what you do, too.
Yeah, there's no data if you bump out.
Yeah, no. And I have a routine when I get in the car. Everybody does, I'm sure, you know, but I try to stick to that routine. I never used to, but, you know, I try to stick to that routine. And if something, if one of the first things of my routine fucked me every time, you can't even get past that part of your routine.
Right.
So after his routine stops with the bump.
Yeah, as soon as your routine starts with grab the trans brake, floor it.
Yes. Wait
on it to build boost and then bump in.
Yeah, that's it.
Once he gets to that part is when everything goes out the window. So
you can't even look past something like that because you're hoping that it's going to bump.
Right.
So you can't say, I hope this fucking works, and then just go on smooth with your routine.
That's what I'm saying. You're in your own head. You know, mm-hmm. Dominator is psyching himself out because the car won't stage. So he can't get any faster because he can't test. He can't do anything because the car won't stage. Yes. So he never has any opportunity to like try anything to get faster because all he's worried about is staging the car.
Well, you know? Feel like that was part of, we had the similar deal with my car. We couldn't get the car any faster. We couldn't do any better than what we were doing because the car shook so bad every pass. But that was still past the bump.
But it was in your head,
too. But it was in my head.
And then even when it made a good pass, you still pedal it because it was in your head that it was going to pedal. So that's what I'm saying. Like,
so I get where he's coming from on that whole deal. That'll wreck your whole program.
It'll wreck it, for sure. And then you got to remember, like, he sits there and thinks about it the way that he does and dissects it and just, like, oof,
yeah, man. So I feel for him, man. But, you know, because once you figure it out, it still takes a good... you know, handful of passes before it's not on your mind anymore. Like, I still want to pedal the car every time I make a pass,
But every time you let off the button, you're also waiting on it to shake. Even though you know it's not going to shake anymore, even though you know you fixed it, even though if it does shake, it's not because of the chassis, it's because of something else.
Oh, yeah, it shook a couple of times since then, but it's always way past it, and it's because of the road or the tune-up's too hot
or whatever. So, you know, that's different.
Yes.
But
I'm not waiting for it. He is waiting for the bump not to work. Yep. Every time he pulls up to the line right now, he's waiting for that thing to fucking roll
out. That's got to suck.
It sucks bad. I've never had that issue. I know how bad mine is, and at least it's during the race. He loses the race before he gets a chance to show what his car can do.
Yeah, and especially when sometimes he makes a hell of a pass. And everybody's like, damn, Dominator.
Fucking leaves hard, that's for sure.
You know, if you'd have went on the flashlight, dude, you'd have had a fucking race, you know. And then guys like Doc don't even have to do anything because Dominator, you know, takes himself out of the race.
Yep.
So it sucks. But the other races on the show, let's see, Ryan versus you.
Yep. And that was, I'm not real sure if that was the first pass that we've made since we fixed the car.
I don't know either because everything gets screwed up.
It does. It was either the first or the second. I can't really remember. And I can't remember anybody else that I would have raced. Because remember, Kamikaze had a call out on me. And I didn't race him.
No, you raced Monza before the end.
No, because Ryan was behind Monza.
You raced Chuck, right? Didn't you race? Yeah, because
I raced Chuck next week. I'm sure I race Monza.
And you beat that? Oh, yeah. Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Because you raced Monza and lost, right? Mm-mm. No? Uh-huh. Oh, so you haven't raced anybody this season but Ryan? I've lost.
Yeah, I've lost with the new car once. Well, now twice. Since the car's been fixed.
Yeah, I don't know if that was the first pass or not. I guess it was. I think it was.
Well, I showed last week that I raced Memphis.
Right.
But I actually think that I raced Ryan before the Memphis race.
I don't remember.
I think the Memphis race was actually my second race with the car, and Ryan was the first race.
No, because when we raced Memphis, I really was 10, wasn't I? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really was 10. So Memphis would have been your first race then.
Okay. No, that is right, because I was supposed to race Kamikaze. He didn't bring his car.
Right.
And then I tried to race Ryan that night, his car was hurt, and then we tested for Memphis.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when we thought Ryan's car knocked a rocker off or whatever. Yeah. That's right.
Well, remember the injector was messed up.
Yeah.
And it was pouring
alcohol.
Flushing the cylinder. So yeah, that was actually...
Well, wait, because don't say it was the injector, because then you're going to get an injector guy posting up here. It wasn't the injector. It was something
injector.
It was a... I thought it was the... I remember him saying
that was
the pump in his fuel tank. He has in his drum of fuel at the shop, he has a pump, and the inside of the pump
came
apart.
That got inside that atomizer injector. Yeah, that's I remember that's what.
So, but it wasn't Jack at Atomizer Injector's fault. It wasn't his injector's fault. It was a piece of trash got hung up in his injector. Yes. Okay, so you got to be more specific. Otherwise, they're gonna go find Jack and burn him at the stake because his injector cost.
And then I'll go, well, hey, you know, that's not what I said.
Did your injector hang up or not, goddamn?
Yeah, I mean, did was it an injector issue? Oh, it was, but it wasn't your fault. I get that. Yeah, it was trash in the fuel system, you know, or something like that, you know, that caused it. But yeah, I was supposed to race him that night, and that would have been the first lick on the car. And then
I actually didn't get to see that race on the show. I don't even remember that race in person.
It wasn't a bad race. Like he was
Ryan.
He called what they called it like four cars, but I don't think it was four.
I wasn't there that night.
I mean, he made a full hit.
I thought he was saying that it was the same tune up from Memphis. But it smoked the tires or something, and he had to pedal it.
Oh yeah, he did. He said that he had to pedal it right at the start.
Right. Yeah, it was the same tune up he had against Memphis. But and against Memphis, he raced later on in the night.
Me and him raced first.
And this time, you and him raced right off the trailer, which is not where you want to race the Murder Nova, really.
That's where I want to race.
That's where you want to race, yeah. But that's not where anyone wants to race you.
Yeah.
So
I get that.
So as much as people say that, you know, oh, that's like a racetrack now or whatever, hey, you still, that first pass is still tricky.
Yep.
You still can't go as fast on the first one as you can later on in the night, you know.
I can.
Well, yeah.
Because I can't really go any faster.
Because later on the night, you're still going to go the same.
I'm still going to go the same. And it's not the fact that my car's just badass off the trailer. It's just not so badass after all the rubber gets put down.
And when the chassis was fucked up, it was actually slower the later on in the night you went, because when the more rubber was there, the harder it shook.
Well, and now I'm kind of thinking that we just haven't turned it up enough.
Right. Well, we haven't later had time.
Yeah, no, we haven't had a chance. Right. We've literally raced that car, four times since we've got it fixed.
So if we can get it, if we
and
can
it
get
keeps
it.
On impressing me, you know?
But if we can get it to the track or somewhere and turn it up and see what it'll take, may go faster.
No, we're over that deal.
But we're over it.
Remember? We're over it. We got a new one sitting next to it
now. We have a new, how cool are those pictures on the fucking internet, man?
Of both of them sitting there. You know how many people are like, whoa, so, what do you mean there's two?
Yeah.
You know, all the people who thought we just fixed up the old car.
It reminds me of like when I was a kid and my ghetto ass aunts and shit used to watch all them soap operas. And then there was always a twin brother. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about?
Who shows up mysteriously for some reason.
One brother is like fucking up and doing a bunch of fucked up shit, and then all of a sudden the twin brother shows up, and it's just like, oh my God, there's two of them, you know? And, dude, that's what it reminds me of. And I was looking at those pictures online as I'm scrolling down through there, and I was like, whoa, how cool is that? Those cars, they really look similar.
They do.
They really do.
I'm almost looking like at the pictures. I can't really notice it in person, but the old OG is fucking darkness. Like, it's Wesley Snipes black, you know? So, and I thought that the paint was pretty much the same.
They do have a little different tint.
There's a little different tint.
Yeah, the new one's a little more grayish or whatever than the old one. But in the pictures, dude, they look, I mean, it's crazy. They sit about the same in the pictures. Now, in real life, they don't.
No, in real life, they don't.
But in the pictures, they look so close.
But, man, we've lowered the back of the old car so much that it's not much different anymore until you actually see it.
I was scrolling down through there, and all of a sudden, I come across there's one of those one pages that somehow get all of our pictures immediately, and even pictures.
Like Muscle Car Mayhem
or
something.
That's the one.
He gets them all.
Who does that page?
I don't know who it is.
But
always in our pit at a race.
Really?
Never introduces himself.
Because whoever that is gets solid pictures from behind the scenes from us and posts them. And I'm always like, where the fuck did he get that picture?
He posted the car before PRI.
Yeah.
He posted the car before PRI.
Well, I told him that he could. He messaged me.
Really?
And I told him, yeah, it's cool, man. That picture's already been out there. And then Phantom fucking messaged him and goes, what the fuck? and yelled at him and he pulled it down. But
well,
he's been in our pits before.
Yeah. But
he was at PRI.
I thought in the beginning that he was going to shit on us because he used to say a little bit of smart ass stuff here and there. But then as time has gone on.
He's all right, guys.
He actually, or girl, whoever it is. I don't know who the fuck it is. But
Kentucky says he knows who it is.
All I know is that I saw one picture, and he even said, "There I am in that background of that picture." And this was the unveil.
I'd like
of the
to
car.
Know who that
hey,
is.
And I still don't know which one he is.
Because I'm always like, "How the fuck, dude? This guy." Sometimes this guy gets pictures of like the inside of the Crow before anybody else had him. I'm like,
"Yeah,
who the?
Like,
how the
you don't even have that?
Yeah,
picture.
Like how the fuck does this guy get pictures from our own shit? You know what
we
I mean?
Underestimate his sneakiness.
Yeah. Well, his but his when I saw it. When I saw the picture, I was like, the first thing that came to mind was, whoa. And like, and I'm looking at him going, what's the difference? You know what I mean? Well, then I start thinking about that song in my head. And then I look at the post and his caption to the post was the lyrics to that song. It was it was Dr. Dre from Chronic 2000. And it was, what's the difference between me and you?
Oh, yeah.
And it says about... 5 bank accounts, 3 ounces, and 2 vehicles. It was fucking cool. I was like, man, okay, so whoever that is, they like, you know, they like good music too, because Chronic 2000 is one of the greatest fucking albums ever made. I can listen to that thing over and over and over again.
Yeah. Well, he's a big podcast listener too.
Really?
So, yeah.
Well, I don't know. It's just cool to see it. And when I was scrolling through there, I was like, dude, that's cool. You have 2 Murder Novas, Sean.
It's crazy walking into the shop every day.
There's
and looking at them going, you know,
it's kind of shitty
from a little distance.
You're kind of shitting on everybody.
Well, I know,
because there's only one person in the world that has a Murder Nova, and that's you.
Mm-hmm.
And you have 2 of them.
One wasn't enough.
That's a real dick move, man.
I know.
Like nobody. And if anybody else built a car that looks like yours, or remember the guy that built one that looked like it or similar and called it Murder Nova Killer, whatever.
Murder Nova
Killer, and you shit on him for copying you.
Yeah.
Like, You're only one that's going to allow anybody to... You're not going to allow anybody to have a Murder Nova. No, and you have 2 of them?
And I'm not going
to
sell the old one, so...
You have 2 of them, man.
I know.
You should, like, divvy up a little bit of the Murder Nova-ness.
Yeah.
It's crazy that these 2 of them. What are you going to do with the other one?
I don't really know yet, you know? And what's funny is the other day, you know, all those storms and shit are coming, and Aaron's like, we got to get insurance on this car. And I was like, we don't have insurance on the old car, you know? And I was like, plus... We've only got 1 title for the 2 cars.
Oh, God.
You can't really admit to fraud on the podcast.
Yeah.
Well, it's not like I drive it on the road until I drive it
until
on the
road.
Until you
drive it on the road and it's on a
but,
roll
hey,
back.
But which one is it?
Yeah, exactly. How you know which
is
one
this,
it is.
Is this fucking Lee whatever, or is this Dr. Drake Ramore?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which brother is it? You
so
know?
I got 2 tags that say murder on them.
That's
so
cool.
And they're both registered to the car.
2 chains.
It was tough to do, but they were like,
"That's sneaky."
Well, what happened to yours? And I was like, "Man, somebody stole. You wouldn't believe this. Somebody stole that some bitch. I'm gonna need another
tag.
One. Stole my goddamn tag."
Jesus. Yeah, that's neat.
Yeah,
it's cool to have 2 Murder Novas.
Yeah, but you can't. If both of them get wiped out in the same place, then
damn.
You're kind of fucked.
You're
only gonna get paid on one of them.
You got a bunch of money.
And then I'm
going to
go, no, but look, there
no,
was
I had
2
of
them. And they're going to go, well, how was there 2? And I was going to go, but there was 2.
What the fuck are you going to do with the old one?
Well, I mean, first off, I'm going to make sure we like the first one, you know, the new one. I mean, what if it's a pile? What if we blow the motor up every other week? Or what if we, you know, what if something fucking happens and it turns out to be shit?
But the one you have now is shit.
But we
it's
like it.
Way better. Yeah, it's the shit we're used to.
It's the fucking you're used to.
I mean, and fuck, it's actually running pretty good right now. I mean, I could have.
Well, yeah, it's running real good because you freshen it up before every big race.
I know.
You
I know.
Change everything.
Change everything up.
Every fucking race.
It didn't change nothing.
I am thoroughly impressed with the old Murder Nova, and I hope the new one fucking shows up and does work.
I hope so too.
Because if not, it's
going to
get parked.
I think it will. I mean, the car is fucking, it's a work of art and it's beautiful, but that doesn't mean anything about it being fast. You know, I mean, hopefully we're going to get it all set up next week. You still got a lot to do to it.
Oh, thanks.
Because the tuning right now, I've never claimed to be a tuner, but I have kind of looked over the tune a little bit in it. It seems really excessive to me. Like, at one point, I saw 37 degrees of timing in that bitch.
Hell
I don't
yeah.
feel like even at idle, that 10-degree head should have 37 degrees of timing.
Probably not.
But
where'd you get
like,
that? Sounds like the
like
tune-up out of my car.
Where does your tune-up have 37 degrees of timing at?
Yeah,
at idle, huh?
Well, at idle and usually, unless I'm on the street, it usually has 37 degrees all the way up until about 30 pounds of boost.
There you go.
So there you go.
There you go.
So you're telling me you didn't build a whole new tune for this thing?
Of course not.
He's not a tune builder.
No, I am not, sir. I am not a tune builder.
So you snuck in here and took my fucking tune.
It runs
up out of my
and
car.
It idles, and I'm not. I damn sure wouldn't say that it goes up on the brake. But the only thing that I'm a little worried about and wondering about is the motherfucker's fat. Like your shit needs more fuel than mine. I doubt
that's
that.
Weird.
It is weird, but
it's fat. Hey, like what's the air fuel?
It's no. It just smells fat, and it fucking idles
it's
like
methanol.
It's fat. But hey, I could rev it up just a little bit, man. Hey, and that motherfucker put out about a 4-foot flame the other day.
Cool.
And I was like,
sounds fat.
Oh, my God. And Travis goes, yeah, Travis didn't even move. You know Travis, the fuel doesn't bother him. Dude, he didn't even move. I saw that flame. Of course, I had no door on it. It's got bullhorns on it. And it's like pointed right at me, this 4-foot fucking flame, which I've seen your car do before.
Yeah, I love it.
And I'm not used to that shit. So it kind of scares the shit out of me. And Travis doesn't even move because don't worry about it. It's just a little fat.
Yeah. And it's a
All fucking Travis said.
Yeah. Travis don't care. M5 don't bother him. Nitro
not
methane.
One bit.
Don't
We're
bother
running
him.
Out of the shop whenever we fired that thing up.
Crying,
we're running out of the shop.
Breathe.
We're crying. You know, can't breathe.
He'll
Our
drink
faces
it.
Are red. And Travis goes, where y'all going?
Yeah.
You know, and dude, he's just fine.
He'll drink it. And, you know, the more you're around it, the easier it does get. But I've noticed, like, if I'm around it if we race real hard for 2 or 3 weeks or whatever, I get, you know, if we're pulling it in and out of the trailer a bunch to work on it and shit, I get used to it. But then if I don't fuck with it for a while, then it kills me.
Dude,
that's what I say. How did I kill her from the truck?
Because hey,
she's always sitting in the truck.
I turned around and looked at her, and she was like this, and her hair's blowing, and she is right on your exhaust is just blowing right on her. And I was like, that's like the worst fucking place ever you could possibly be. And I couldn't believe she was standing there. But I'm talking like when we got home, she said that she couldn't swallow her. She said
that really
it
sucks.
Felt like her. Yeah.
Sucks for you, buddy.
Yeah, it sucks. Yeah, this was a night for both of us. but she said that her throat was fucking sore and it was hurting. And like for somebody to have the problems that she has with allergies and all
geez.
That, she damn sure shouldn't have been standing where she was standing.
So. Yeah, I love it when there's all those. That we were at a big race this weekend, and there was so many people around the starting line. It felt just so much
crazy.
Like home. That's
it
the way.
It felt like a fucking grudge race.
Dude, it felt like a street race. You know what I mean? Like, I was at Cash Days a few weeks ago. It was exactly the same. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it was insane. These producers that we have now and the group of people that we have out there filming us now.
Amazing.
They're literally letting us street race. They're letting us do our thing
they're
out there.
Bitching,
they're not
bitching. They're not.
They're
I
not
mean,
showing
I don't
up
even remember the last time. I guess it was your race with Richard Rollins that I had to fucking say, hey, calm the fuck down, man.
Yeah.
We're going to fucking stand here if we want to stand here.
Yeah.
Nobody has
Dude,
said anything
it
to
was
us.
Crazy, man. I was like trying to drive through a giant crowd of people to do a burnout.
Yeah, and it's like as you roll, the crowd moves mm-hmm. with you around your car.
And I'm just loving it because I'm standing there, and you know me, I like to pick out my guy in the crowd, and whoever was talking shit the round before, that's the one that I pick out, and I just fucking load them up with M5.
I can't wait to start doing that.
It's a good time.
I
it
bet.
Really is.
Little game in the car.
And whenever you look at videos and pictures of your car and everybody's crying and their eyes are watering and they're fucking mad as fuck, it's great.
Yeah.
It makes you smile.
Feeling.
It is. It's a real good
wait
feeling.
For that.
And the flagger is like, <you
know? laughs> I usually am too, because you'll go, and all of a sudden it just blows out a little bit of smoke, and then all of a sudden, and I'm holding your car, and I'm trying, and then I run right through it as I'm going. And normally if I can time it just right, but sometimes it gets me.
I love it. It's the good. That's the good stuff. That's the stuff dreams are made of.
Yeah.
And I thought, man, you know, there was 2 M5 cars in the final round of this big race, and I thought, this is going to literally run everybody out of here, and you know what happened. We can't talk about it, but you know
we can talk about it in a couple of weeks.
Yep. So let's see.
What else happened on that show that we can't talk about? It's called Street Outlaws.
Farm Truck and Asian. They brought out the Dung Beetle and raced Kong.
Oh yeah,
the Eye Doctor.
Yeah.
And his what kind of car was that, Phantom?
Was it the GTR?
No,
it was,
no,
the,
it was
orange.
The yellow.
No, it was orange, wasn't it?
I thought it was yellow.
I don't know. I haven't seen the show yet. I haven't.
I think it's orange. Because they called it sherbet colored. I don't think there's yellow sherbet, is there?
I don't know.
Either.
If I think of sherbet, I'm thinking orange.
Me too. I don't know. But anyway, it was some sort of supercar.
It was like some sort of Lamborghini or something.
Yeah, Lamborghini.
Ferrari. Lamborghini.
It looked like a piece of Skittles.
They're all the same.
Yeah. Yeah, they all look the same. They all run the same. You know, whatever. Yep. They all cost the same.
Yep.
And they're, you know, they're all the same amount of out of reach of us.
Yes.
So
yes.
But it's funny because, like, people don't know Kong. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, people on TV, they just think he's some eye doctor that Farm Truck went and got his eyes checked out, and then he brings out his supercar to race the dung beetle.
Well, Kong's a racer.
But Kong's had...
He does everything.
He's had fast shit, too.
Yep.
I mean, he had a... You know, Don Dahl built him a small tire Mustang. He had that convertible 5.0 liter car, the Mustang small tire car that was fast.
Yeah,
the
blue, I didn't know that,
wasn't it blue?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was blue. Had the underglows and shit on it or some shit.
That car, he's had a lot of fast cars. He's had supercars. He's had regular. He had a Porsche for a while. It was really fast. I mean,
he had that GTR. He probably still has that GTR.
He's been around drag racing a long time, and he's been around racing and cars and stuff in general a long time. So I saw a lot of comments online that were talking shit on him. You know, he don't know what the fuck he's doing.
Oh, he knows what he's doing.
Trust me. He knows what he's doing. And he knew coming out there that he probably didn't have a shot against the fucking dung beetle or whatever they were racing. But, you know, it's just one of those deals. If you're a racer, if you're a car guy, you're going to come out and have fun doing car shit.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
If somebody tells you, hey, come and race this person, and you get to go race somebody, no questions asked, we're all going to do it.
Yeah, exactly. But I like Kong. He's cool. I think he's a he's a good racer.
I never had a problem with him. He's real, you know. I mean,
but if you do have a problem with him, he's gonna walk up to you and tell you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's not gonna get on the internet and shit on you. He'll walk over and go, hey,
I had no idea he was an eye doctor.
This is what oh really?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and down by the racetrack too.
I didn't know that.
But I like how obviously so the story with Farm Truck and Asian was Farm Truck went to the eye doctor and met this doctor who has some supercar and then so they just set up a race, right? That was the story. But you could tell it wasn't their story. You could tell it was like something that someone helped them or Pilgrim or somebody come up with because Farm Truck kept saying over and over, there's nothing wrong with my eyes. You know, like.
Oh, yeah. He didn't want somebody to think he was getting old.
No, yeah. And he wanted to let you know, hey, yeah, I went to the eye doctor, but my eyes are fine.
Yeah, but
you know?
I got them checked out. Everything's good.
Yeah. So it was funny, though. It was funny to watch. And then it didn't launch or something. They had a line lock or something on it. But anyway, where was I? Oh, yeah. Something happened the first race. I don't know. Line lock or something didn't work. Or the launch control or something. It didn't work. So it didn't
even. The Ferrari has a line lock and shit?
Those are
fucking race cars, aren't they?
Like, yeah. They're just slow race cars.
Dude, I've never even been in one. I've never been around one. I don't know anybody fucking who has one of those.
Well, something happened. It didn't launch or whatever. And then they come around the second race, and he got it to do a little better. But it's hard timing Farm Truck's flag and timing it because they, you know, you kind of and the dung has to get on boost too. So it's kind of tough if you haven't done it. You know, haven't done something a few times. You got to kind of figure it out. So, but the car looks fast on the big end or whatever. But
oh, sure, it is on the big end.
It didn't have shit for the dung beetle. Especially out of the hole.
It does.
I think it makes, 400 horsepower, and it probably weighs 2,100 or 1,500 pounds. I think it's even lighter than that. It's like 1,600
or 1,700. Yeah, I don't think it's very much. And Asian only weighs like 97, so.
God damn. Yeah, Asian, his blood pressure, though.
Yeah, his veins weigh more than his fucking
good
body.
Guy looked like a road map.
Yeah.
Very vascular.
Yeah, he's very vain. He's so veiny. He's so veiny. Who was that? That was their name on the internet. It's so veiny. Oh, the Striker. Wasn't it Striker? Oh, yeah. I think it was Striker.
I don't remember who it was. It's so veiny.
It's so veiny.
That's a good name.
And then I raced Jeremy on the show, the old banknote.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, what can you say about that?
It was a good bunny hop. I think he'd have cleared a fucking Coke can. or a Dr. Pepper can, or a Mountain Dew can. Whatever can you want to put under that.
Hey, Jerry's car can bunny hop.
It can bunny hop, dude.
It can bunny hop. Yep. Good Lord, that thing can bunny hop.
Yeah, all fours came off the ground.
Yeah,
it ain't the first time it's done it.
It looked like Crew Jones in Rad or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
And then I raced Dominator, and we basically, in order to get Dominator to race us,
just no bump.
I didn't even. I wanted a good race. You know what I mean? I didn't want him to screw up again. Yes. I didn't want to take it from him that way. I wanted a good race. When I have the opportunity to get a good race, I'll take a good race. So we told him, you were standing there, and we told him, just go up there, stage or any way you want, put it on the trans brake, and I'll wait until you're ready to go, and then I'll come in, and we'll that way, no bumping, no goofing up.
Yeah,
and
that way he don't have to, all he's got to do is let off the trans brake.
Right. Now, for list racing and stuff, and between me and him and just our normal crew, that works.
Yep.
You can do that just so that you get a good race off and find out who's faster. But when you race out of town and shit, you can't do that shit.
Yeah, and plus, you know, I mean, it wouldn't have been, you didn't want him to give you the spot. And right. Chances are, man, he was going to take 7 days to fucking try to get his shit fixed, you know, which would have been understandable. So we just kind of came to an agreement you find out which car's faster.
It was, at that point, I wanted to know, you know what I mean? Yep. Because if my car ain't no faster than his, then that's where I belong, is right behind him, you know what I mean? So luckily, that's not the case. My car is faster than his.
As it turns out.
Just as I thought.
Yeah.
My car is faster than his. So now I got to wait on Kamikaze. He called out Doc. So we're waiting on Kamikaze and Doc to race. And hopefully he lowers his wheelie bars or whatever the internet says he needs to do. And I get to race him Monday night, I think. So I want to talk about something. Now we got all that out of
the way.
What'd you do?
So I let you know yesterday or whatever. I was like, let's do a podcast tomorrow. Like, I wanted to do a podcast. I got some things I want to talk about. I want to get it off my chest. Dude, it just doesn't matter what we do. I can't get the internet to shut up. So, I guess I'll just feed them. I'll take a different approach here. I'll feed the trolls. So I'm sitting at the house the other night, and I get a knock at the door. And it's some sheriff or whatever. And I got...
See, I don't even know about any of this.
Right. And I got served.
Oh, wow.
So, paperwork's come through.
And it was at night?
Yeah, it was at night. They caught me at night.
Got you slipping.
Yeah. Caught me slipping.
You were awake?
Yeah, it was at night. I was awake, remember?
you didn't see him try to come at 8 o'clock in the morning, did you?
So, you know, it's no secret, obviously, that me and Alicia, my wife of 10 years, have been having, you know, trouble or whatever you want to call it. Well, it's further than just having trouble. And, you know, we're actually getting a divorce, and that's happening.
Yeah.
So just like everybody on the internet says, it's going down. Luckily, I get a call. I got a call from a buddy of mine in the DA's office who was like, hey, I just want you to know something came down the pipe. You're fitting to get served for some shit. Just be normal. Act normal. Don't run. And I'm like, what the fuck, man? Like, what kind of person do you think I am?
They're not trying to put you in jail. They're just trying to give you some paperwork.
He said, if you get a knock at the door and it's a 12 or one times at your door, don't go running out the back jumping fences. Like, you're just getting served. I was like, okay, cool. So, the internet likes to say things. And they've said, you know, obviously the whole thing about my girlfriend and, oh, who's the new chick and who's the new girl. Whatever.
Oh, I haven't heard that.
I ain't seen nothing about it.
I can fucking post a picture of my dog taking a shit and they can say, who's the new girl with Chief?
Yep.
I actually did that. I posted a picture of me and a dog at Cash Days and everybody's, is that the new side chick?
Yeah. Yeah, they sure did.
Man, it is unbelievable why that seems to be so interesting to talk about. I have no idea.
I don't know. Those people need to know more than me because I damn sure don't ask you questions.
Yeah, it's,
I don't care.
It's crazy why these people are so entitled, you know, and God, it's unbelievable. And I try and tell everybody, like, you know, they're fans. Even though they seem like haters, they're fans. Give them enough time, all those people turn into fans just like the rest of them. Well, I got this lady on my street that made a post on Facebook when all this was going down. And she said, he just needs to come clean about hanging out with this other chick and
what?
Yeah, man, and not and no, yeah, and he
just, I, on your at your fucking house, yeah, your neighbor posts this on Facebook.
Yeah, oh my god!
And says, how fucked up and boring does your life have to be to make a post like that?
How long has your husband been cheating?
Well, it said he just needs to come clean, and we're not stupid, and we know he's got another chick, and we know that him and Alicia aren't, and he ain't living there.
But you weren't
hiding
it.
And no. And she said he just needs to come clean about it, and this is ridiculous, and he's leaving behind the person who supported him his whole, whatever. You know what I mean? Like the same shit everybody else says. You know, y'all don't know a motherfucking thing, I promise. Okay? So shut up. But now, this person will leave her name. Well, she'll remain nameless.
Hey, I wish I knew her fucking name, because I'd say Delma Spencer.
We'll call her, you know, let's just say her name's Angie.
Okay, all right. Okay, so Angie.
Angie Thomas. Oh,
okay, okay, so what is this
to gossip,
in quotation?
Delma Spencer let all them dogs out in the trailer park, and Delma Spencer. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway, this Angie.
Thomas,
Angie
girl.
Thomas person says all this stuff about how big a piece of crap I am and I need to come clean and all this other stuff. Just basically just running me through the mud here, you know, and then telling me that, you know, all the neighbors know that I'm a piece of crap. Everybody in the neighborhood knows that I'm secretly, you know, living this other life or whatever. And I'm like,
but not secretly.
Do you think that Alicia doesn't know that I don't live there? Like, you think, like, come on now.
She just hadn't realized it
yet. Yeah, I mean,
she thinks you're out at an appearance somewhere.
Yeah, so.
A year and a half.
Fucking he just works late at night, really long hours.
Yeah, he just works really long hours late at night.
And so she did all this. Well, then, guess who I see posting yesterday or day before on the internet? It was brought to my attention. One of my great fan internet had said, hey, wasn't this the chick who was talking shit? She posted on the internet that she said, hey, I live on your street, and I have a hat for this charity that's going down, and I need you to sign it. And, oh, and P.S., welcome to the neighborhood. It's so cool to see you riding around. You know, your car sounds good and all this other stuff. And I'm like, what?
It's the same girl?
The same girl. And then she posted, my husband's going to bring the hat by your shop, so hopefully you'll sign it for this deal for us, blah, blah, blah. And I just want to be like, what? Like, you remember when Steve Austin was on WWF? And
what?
When he would what? He would what? And then he'd give him somebody the Stone Cold Stunner? That's what I want to do. I just want to be like, what? And then stun you and drink a beer.
Wow.
Dude, how can you flip the script so quick? Like, you were so pissed off about me and who I am and what I am, and you're a piece of shit. Yeah, you were disappointed. It was despicable for me to even live in your fucking neighborhood. Like, you didn't even want me in your fucking neighborhood. And now you want me to sign your hat?
Well, yeah, she can go and show everybody that she got this hat signed by Big Chief.
Yep.
She's going to be the hit at that charity meet.
Well.
He goes, well.
Well, I really wish that I could Stone Cold Stunner somebody.
Yeah.
Like, when they hand me the hat and I just boom and then drop them and then they flip-flop over on the ground a few times and then I look in the crowd, throw my hands up, somebody throws me a beer and I shotgun it and walk off.
Yep. I'll tell you what's bad is now that charity is going to fucking miss out.
Well, no, now she's probably...
You're going to make it a point to not sign that fucking hat now.
She already told the charity that she's going to get this to happen. She's going to make this out. You know, I can get Big Chief to sign it.
Oh, yeah.
And so now the charity, when I don't sign it, the charity's going to be like, well, Big Chief's an asshole because he wouldn't sign our hat.
Well, they went through the wrong bitch.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, I just don't understand, man. Like, I try and be a decent neighbor. I don't even, like... You know,
yeah, I don't know my neighbors. That's how I'm a good neighbor.
Yeah, I don't do anything. I
leave them alone.
I drive slow down the street. I wave at all the kids. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I try and be as normal as I can. You know, like,
you don't fuck with them in the mornings when they're out there waiting on the bus and shit.
No, I don't. You know, I don't do burnouts on the street. And all, I don't. I'm But damn, for you to act like that you were disappointed that I even lived on your street. You know what I mean? That what's the, oh, there goes the neighborhood.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then try and tell me what I'm supposed to do with my life. And then now all of a sudden it's, welcome to the neighborhood.
Yep. I need to holler at you.
You know what I mean? Just, damn. It reminds me of Friday whenever the mom comes outside and she goes, hey, girl.
Yep. Would you look at that?
And she goes, call me when you get off work. And she goes, okay.
Like, yeah, what?
Yeah.
What?
So that's what I just, what? That's the way I feel. And, of course, then everybody on the internet, you know, in the same type of deal, they're saying, oh, you're going to, you know, your ex-wife's going to take you for everything. She's going to take everything from you. And you know what? Hey, she probably could. Let's be honest. You know, I'd probably end up with nothing. But I've had nothing before.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And you know, I can promise you that I'll never take anything away from Alicia. And I'll never try and keep anything that belongs to her. And I'll admit it, you know, hey, she was there for me when I earned a lot of it. So, you know, she gets her share. You know what I mean? I ain't going to keep it from her. And trust me, she ain't without, I promise you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you don't see Alicia on there talking shit.
Nope.
You know what I mean? That's the thing.
And she ain't fucking bitching and saying you're a fucking dad or not fucking giving her money or not, you know, being in your kid's life. She's not on there fucking bitching about that shit.
Nope. And I got to give her props because she stays out of the drama. You know what I mean? We have our own drama, obviously. There's drama between me and her, whatever. She stays out of the internet drama. She ain't trying to hear
it. And that's got to be tough to do.
Oh, you can only imagine. Especially with everybody tagging her and shit and posting
her shit. Tagging her and saying who's Chief's new girlfriend. Dude, it's got to be rough.
And telling her that I'm cheating on her all the time and shit. You know, it's like, hey, like, mad props for being able to stay out of it. That, and especially, you know.
And she hasn't fucking lost her mind yet and fucking done anything too crazy. I mean, I ain't heard about it,
Well, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but if she did, dude, I mean, she's got a couple coming.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, no,
she's more grown up than all the other people on the internet talking shit. You know what I mean? And that's commendable. But it's just terrible, like, how people can act on the internet about my life or what I'm doing and for some reason, they have some sort of, how they even have an idea of what's going on in my life, or how they think they can even comment on what I should be doing, or
fame
what
changes people,
or how can they say fame changes people? Okay, you know, how can they say that shit? They don't know who I was before. They don't know who I am now. All they know is what I let them know. Yep. You know, so how can you say that shit? And how can you say that? Oh, they were, you know, he's leaving behind a person who supported him. You know, hey. Y'all don't know. You don't know shit. I promise. You don't know shit.
No, I know.
So how the fuck can you, how can you do that? You know what I mean? And I've never done even half of the things that the internet says that I have. You know what I mean? So it's amazing to me how you can post a picture. I posted a picture of my son on his birthday. You know what I mean? My son can read. And he's old enough that he wants to see his picture on my Instagram. He wants to see all the people telling him happy birthday. You know what I mean? He wants to know that all these fucking people, because his dad is Big Chief, all these people are telling him happy birthday.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then some fucking cunt thinks she can post on my fucking picture of my son and talk shit about my relationship with his mom. You know what I mean? It just boils me to death to think that my son has to read that. You know what I mean? It's bad enough that he has to go through it with me.
Yeah.
But having to read that, it's fucking ridiculous, you know? And then they want to talk about how I'll be broke, she's going to take everything, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Look, I've known Alicia long enough to know that the only thing that she gives a fuck about in this world are those boys. And she can take whatever she wants. She can have whatever she wants. I'm not even arguing with her about it. So I don't know why people start. Why are they start doing this? Why they start saying,
"Oh,
you can, you know, keep all that shit. Try and keep all that shit, but she's gonna take everything. You ain't gonna have nothing, and you're gonna deserve it, and you're gonna be fucking homeless and whatever." And it's like, dude, I don't fucking care. Whatever. Just leave. Just shut the fuck up and leave me alone about it. Like, move on. Talk about something else. Why has that become the fucking subject of every picture or video we post? No matter what we do, it's fucking darkened by my personal life. It's fucking retarded, you know?
Well, I feel like if I ever was bad enough that I was going to get on the internet and post some shit like that, I'd take a fucking good hard look in the mirror and wonder where I fucked up my life.
Yeah, if you have
I had to sit and fucking worry about somebody else's life.
Big Chief.
And, yeah, I mean, some dude, some piece of shit fucking racer on a TV show. If I cared that much about his fucking life that I got on the internet and spread rumors or tried to fucking figure out what he had going on in his life.
Yeah, you woke up in the morning and was like, I'm going to see what I can figure out about this Big Chief.
Damn, let's change some shit.
Right. If that's what you're on Instagram for or Facebook for, is to shit on Big Chief for his life, you know. And a lot of it is, you know, people look up to me or whatever they can say, or they look at me or they want to be like me or whatever. And a lot of the men, they don't want to know that sometimes divorce is the only option. And women don't want guys to know that they may find happiness if they're not together. You know what I mean?
And the divorce is part of life, man. But it's become more common than fucking people staying together. It's way more common. I never had any friends growing up whose parents were still together.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's always that one kid, you know. But then you go, God damn, well, look at him. He's fucking weird anyways. Yeah. You know, well, so there's no benefit it came there. Down it to, just happens.
Right, and it's just incompatibility. You know what I mean? Yep. There was just things that, you know.
Well, man, in life, people change. And if you're not together every step of the way, man, you go different directions.
Right.
And eventually, you're not going to have anything in common anymore.
Right.
You know, well, it's part of it.
There's just a point in your life when you think, you know, hey, what we've been doing so far ain't working, and we've done everything we can different ways, and so let's try something else. You know what I mean? And who knows? Alicia's been my best friend since I was a kid, you know, so I don't think that will ever change. Hopefully, you know, things don't get so crazy that they do change, but I hope they never change. But if she does take all my money and all my shit and fucking, you know, just fucking ruin my life or whatever, well, hey, so be it. You know what I mean? I got plans, you know. I got future plans. I'm not giving up yet. I got a future. I got a bright future ahead of me. Like, I don't know what I'm going to be doing or where. I don't know how I'm going to get my money, but I'll figure something out, goddammit.
Yep.
I figured it out to this point. Yep. You know what I mean? I wasn't supposed to make it this far. I can guarantee you. Did you just pick your foot and smell it?
Yeah, it's
You're
bad.
You're a nasty motherfucker, bro.
It stinks.
You're a nasty motherfucker.
God damn.
He just picked his foot and then smelled
it.
Hey,
hey.
And then made the grossest face.
I picked my toenail.
Ugh.
It's brutal. It's brutal.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And there's some mileage on them dogs.
I know.
Because they're open. They're open. Ooh.
I need to get them done.
Yeah, you need to go get your shit cleaned
up. Well, I kicked the tire of my car the other day, and it broke this fucking toenail almost in half. It hurt bad. Well, there's something wrong with it now.
It
fucking hurts.
All I know is that you were picking at your foot, and then you smelled your hand, and you made the gross. I thought he was going to throw up.
Whoa.
Oh, it
smells like the fucking inside of a belly button or something.
Oh, damn.
Okay.
So, I got to start. So, you know, hey. Everybody wants to know about this new person riding around with me, rolling around, walking, you know, following around, whatever. Well, that's my future plan. That's my plan. You know what I mean? Like,
she rich?
Well, no, but she has certain talents, and
I've seen some of her talents,
and she has a certain look, you know, and so, you know, hey. Plan B, you know what I mean? Like, I got this retirement. It's, you know, I ain't got no 401k or nothing. You know what I mean? So, and I want to make sure that my kids have everything they've ever wanted. So, I got a new plan at making money. It just came to me, Sean. It just came to me. If I can get her or, you know, we'll call her, for lack of a better word, Jackie. We'll call her Jackie.
All right.
If I can get Jackie on the show and, like, get her a car or something to drive, or have her build her a car to drive or something, and get her a whole lot of followers and likes and fans and stuff, and get her a big deal on the show, well, I'm a big deal on the show, and then she's a big deal on a reality TV show, and then the only thing left to do, I'm going to sell the sex tape.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Unless I beat you to it and sell the one I got.
You're so stupid.
Hey, you know, I'll be right up there with Kim Kardashian and that fucking, right. That dumb bitch from Teen Mom.
And,
you know what
yeah,
I mean?
The fucking old Hilton, too.
The Hilton, yeah. See, that's what they all
Paris.
Do.
Paris.
And Pamela.
And Pamela.
Hey. Yeah, but I don't know if you can be fucking Tommy Lee. I don't know if you can be Tommy Lee, man.
That's a stretch.
Yeah, it was.
I ain't even got a boat or nothing.
No. Or, hey, or a dick
those,
that big.
All those people all those people have one thing in common. They're rich.
They are rich.
You know? So, hey.
And oops, it leaked out.
Oh, damn it.
Damn it, son
somehow,
of a bitch.
14,000 copies got sent to Blockbuster.
Yep.
So there's other things to do, guys. Mm-hmm. We can do other things, you know? Like, hey, we still got cameras and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We'll have Phantom and Squishy produce it. We'll have Phantom and Squishy produce it. You know what I mean? Yeah.
We got two Murder Novas.
We do have two Murder Novas. And then you could be the director. I don't know near as much about porn as you do. I don't even hardly ever watch the show.
I know a lot about porn.
You know porn.
I know a lot about porn.
I feel like you could be a good director. And you could just be like walking around with like a red marker and just like, okay, you shoot it here and here. And like, you just like make targets, you know?
Oh, man.
Damn.
Look, we're going to make this into a game.
And it'd be like, no, it was totally leaked out, and then
yeah.
And like,
yeah,
it'd be so
I can't believe it. I'm so embarrassed.
Shitty produced, and I'll be like, what camera am I supposed to look at?
Yeah, there'll be different angles and shit.
We'll
can't believe this
shit.
Got out.
What? Yeah.
We'll watermark it. And
yeah,
shit.
It'll have watermarks everywhere.
I just
like,
can't believe this got out.
Yeah,
and then so
embarrassed.
Like,
what are we gonna do?
They'll be like, there'll be like monster cans in certain places and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah,
and so we can get some back. You know, hey, there's always a way to hustle up some money.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And then who knows from there? You know what I mean?
I mean, that'll open all kinds of doors.
I think it'll close a few. But
yeah, ones that we don't really care about anyways. We ain't trying to do no charity work.
Yeah. And then, you know, we could do a whole Street Outlaws like box set.
Yeah.
You know, because you know Chuck would be in.
Yeah.
Chuck's
Dave,
always got somebody Dave. Hanging around, you know. Hell, look at my Instagram last night. Some chick was talking to about something and was like, well, hey, I'm going to be in Oklahoma City this summer visiting Chuck anyway.
Damn.
Yeah, there's quite a few guys on the show that
yeah.
you, know, you could bring in on this deal.
We could have the whole box set.
Yep. Meet the real Street Outlaws.
M-E-A-T.
M-E-A-T. Yeah, M-E-A-T. Is it so funny that both of you guys knew as soon as I said that? Because that's all we ever say in the AT.
It could be like, you know, a play on the show. You know what I mean? So there could be like Formula One car sounds in the background
yeah.
and shit.
Yeah.
Meow, 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 yeah. meow, you know? And then like, it could be like, we're out here to do a test hit.
Yeah.
You know?
And then it could be banging on the two-step.
Hey, he didn't pull me in far enough. He didn't,
damn.
And then Dom Hager right. could be premature.
Oh,
you know?
Man.
Like, as soon as the scene starts, he just goes everywhere. He's like, oh, my bump box is fucked up.
Oh, man.
Sorry, guys. I couldn't wait for it. That's fucked up.
Ah!
Woo!
Oh,
yeah.
There's always room to grow.
Yeah, there's always other things that we're good at.
Yeah, there's other avenues that we could take, you know what I mean, to make money. So don't ever count us out.
Shoot.
Oh, god damn, that would be great.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be a good podcast, guys.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Everybody's on there talking about Jackie's butt.
Yeah.
That's just nonstop, like, they go from hating on everything and talking shit, calling everybody gold diggers and home wreckers and all that. And now they're talking about people's butts. And then one guy, the greatest comment so far is one guy, everybody was bitching it, talking about how big a piece of shit I am and talking about how big a piece of shit Jackie is and talking about
She's a piece of shit too.
Oh yeah, she's a home wrecking piece of
shit.
Oh
well, you know, I've actually called her that before.
Yes. God damn, dude, yeah. That was fucking great. We'll go into that in a second. But anyway, everybody on my Instagram. No, we're going to go into
man,
it.
Man, I don't know if we can go into that because everybody's going to be calling her homewrecker.
They call her that anyway, but they
change the name on Instagram.
Yeah,
homewrecker forces.
But yeah, we were going somewhere, and Jackie was really upset about the internet and everybody, and
I think something happened that day.
Yeah, she was just upset, and she didn't want to go to the race or whatever because she really does is like it's her and Monkey is really my only crew. Like, you know, I don't know. I can't really say that me and Jackie, you know, have been fucking flawless or whatever, but even when, you know, because everybody fights or whatever, but even when you fight, like, she still has to fucking help. She's the only help I got on the car. So, you know, she's like, I don't want to go to the race because everybody there is going to call me a homewrecker and no one's going to like me and all this other shit. But she had came with us a few times testing or videoing or whatever, and every time she did, the cars worked flawless.
Yeah, so did mine, too.
Yours did everything. Like, it was unbelievable. It was weird as fuck. We won, and they worked flawless. Uh-huh. And it was weird, and it was like there was like a good luck thing going on there, some kind of weird thing going on. And so we were going to a big race, and Sean was worried about his car, and Jackie didn't show up for a test hit.
Well, I'm fucking superstitious anyway.
Yes, you are.
So,
and when Jackie didn't show up for a test hit he had made the night before, all hell broke loose.
Yeah.
The car had been doing great. She doesn't show up. The car doesn't do worth a shit. It dies. It overheats. It gets caught. The train comes when you're trying to get back to the shop.
Transmission wouldn't shift.
Yeah, just everything in the world goes wrong. And so the next day when she's talking about not going, Sean's like, bullshit. You get your home wrecking ass up out of bed and get those ripped jeans on and get your jeans. Get your ripped jeans on, get your home wrecking ass out of bed. You're going to that race. Yeah. You ride with me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but anyway.
Well, I meant it in the best way, though.
Yeah, no, I get it.
You know,
no.
Yeah, there was all the no offenses and the LOLs and all that shit.
Right.
No offense.
Right. Well, so everybody online is talking shit about her and calling her a homewrecker and calling her all this shit, talking bad about me and saying I'm a piece of shit. She's a piece of shit. Everybody's a piece of shit.
True.
And then one guy goes, I think you guys are all missing the bigger picture here. There's a new single mom out there.
That's funny. Yeah, I need to send that guy a Big Chief shirt. There's a new single mom out there. Fucking right.
That's a good one.
Man, I missed that. Did you like it?
No, dude. Well, yeah, I liked it. But then, of course, the thoughts run through your head. You know what I mean? Of like,
oh, yeah.
Some fucking dirtbag small tire racer over there trying to move into my old house and shit and use my little shop.
You have a nice shop out back and a lift and
be on my lawnmower.
Nice, yeah, he'd be fucking drinking your beer, riding your lawnmower, swimming in your pool.
Teaching my kids how to fucking hit the baseballs. Yeah, well, that's one thing that will never happen because there's
at least
nobody.
She won't let anybody else teach them how to hit.
There isn't anybody out there she could get with that's better at baseball than her.
No.
You know what I mean?
Like,
like, you'd be hard-pressed to find anybody that could hit the baseball better than her. Maybe you're
just
about the
me.
Only one I know.
Yeah, just me. I'm thinking through my head right now, and it's just really me.
So
there's only one dude for the
such
job.
A competitive dickhead.
There's only one dude
you're like,
for the
bullshit,
job.
I'm better than her, motherfucker. Because she's like a, you know, baseball phenom.
Well, yeah.
And now my kid's a baseball
all baseball
phenom.
People are the same, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, dude, it's no joke. Her and her dad and her sister, their whole family's baseball crazy.
Well, and if you remember, I told you I only been racing for the past 10, 15 years because I was before that, it was baseball.
You were baseball.
I was a baseball.
Well, my kid is a baseball.
Yes.
And Kentucky lived next door for a little while, and he was like, it's like a goddamn
training camp
in the backyard out there. She's like, Alicia's got him out there running bases every night and fucking hitting balls. I mean, but goddamn,
but they're good.
She has him so fucking good at baseball. It's ridiculous. Yep. And he loves it. I figured she was just going to be too hard and push him right out of there and burn him out like all them other kids.
Not once a kid starts realizing that he's better than everybody else. Then
that's so shitty, though.
Hey, but hey, that's part of it, man. It's the truth,
dude,
man. I was the best.
He's good, man. And his team, Russ, he's a car guy. He's the coach.
Yeah.
And then It's crazy the dynamic that team has. They're good.
I've never heard baseball. Of a team staying together as long as that team is.
And dude, there's kids on this team that have been playing since they were four together. Yep. Yep. You know what I mean? And Colville's little buddy Parker, he is a fucking animal at any sport that he plays. At football, he's seriously going to hurt someone in football. But in baseball, he just kills it. And him and Colville go back and forth on positions. And, you know, Colville tries to play catcher, and that's what Parker plays. And so, and then they play, Colville plays shortstop usually. And then Parker and him will switch out. And they'll hit and they feed off each other. Colville hit a home run, Parker will hit a home run. If Colville strikes out and then Parker hits one, well, then Colville will come back up and hit one. You know what I mean? It's
competitive as racing, man. I'm telling you, it's crazy. And however bad and cocky and, you know, however he cocks around right now.
He's a little dickhead.
He's going to get fucking worse.
He's a little dickhead because he knows he's good. Him and Parker both. You know, Parker will hit a home run and he'll come back and he'll just kind of like wave at the fans like, yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. I'm good.
And it's going to get worse.
And then now they got their little – their little like chest bump thing they do after they hit home runs together and shit.
Wait till
you
the
know?
Chicks start coming out and they have their little entourage, you know, of cheerleaders following them around.
No, they're gonna be assholes.
Yeah, what? Well, that's
gonna,
part of it.
They're gonna be little that's assholes.
I was that asshole my whole life, and now I'm just a car asshole. So it really, it was really an easy transition for me.
It was
because I already knew I was fucking good.
And in baseball, there's not a whole lot of like running around and doing stuff all the time. It's just, you know, you hit and you run and it's over, right?
But your team can also fuck you.
Right. But in drag racing, it's the same thing. You make one quick pass, you find out who's better, right? Yep. That's the way it goes. But it's crazy to watch how good they are and how she's just got that baseball thing and it's just living in you. Because you watch other teams and the kids are out there in the outfield and they're out there in the bases and they're dicking off and playing with butterflies and tying their shoes and shit. And
those are the teams that Aiden's been on.
Well, like Colville and his buddies are like calling out the fucking, how many strikes and how many outs and how many balls, and they're fucking getting mad at each other and yelling. It's wild,
it's
man.
Good coaching.
And the coaches fight and yell at each other, and the parents fight and yell at each other. And it's, I just sit out there with the rest of the moms, you know what I mean? Because that's what I am. Yeah. And about every 15 minutes, I look and go, hey, what are they all yelling about? Yeah. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anyway. Yep. I can't even post a fucking video or picture of my kid playing baseball without, you're a piece of shit. You dirtbag. And then now there's 50, and everybody that wants to say something about it doesn't want to use their own name because they look stupid. So there's all these made up accounts now. It's just insane. There's 500 fake accounts to talk. People will make, you have to make a whole fake email. You know, it takes 20 minutes to make an email.
Yeah, it's an ordeal.
And they're making, are doing all this just so they can shit on me? That's intense, bro. That's a big, that's an intense fan.
Yeah.
If I can create so much energy in you that you want to get up off your fat, lazy ass, go to your mom's computer and fucking make a new email account just so that you can make a new Instagram to shit on me and follow a bunch of strippers.
I can't.
Because that's all they
do. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Because they're fake accounts.
4,000 people, zero followers, they're zero
fake
posts.
All the fake accounts are, they follow fucking, you know, stargazing beauties and fucking nighttime nighties, and they follow all these fucking strippers, and then they follow Big Chief.
Yeah, I just, there's no way that I would consider something different if that was my life.
Yeah.
If that's what I had to do, let's go see what he's doing today. What can I shit on him about?
Yeah.
You know, well, I mean, it's just.
And why would you shit on me and burn that bridge of ever, like, what if you ever need a hat signed?
Yeah. Because it ain't going to happen after that.
Because why would I sign your hat? I'm going to give you the stunner.
Yeah.
I'm
Angie Thomas. Yeah. She done fucked up.
Well, it's, you know, allegedly. I mean, we don't know her real name.
Well, that's what we're calling her.
We use that name to protect her identity. Right. Yes. That's not her real name.
Well, we don't want to put a real name out there.
Nah, hell no. We don't want. No, we're not dickheads.
No, not at all. And we'd suggest if you did find out who she was, just leave her alone.
Yeah, don't
like send her any messages or anything.
Yeah, don't.
That wouldn't be right to do.
Don't report her account as inappropriate or nothing.
Yeah, don't every day.
Don't report her. You know? Report her for bullying, internet bullying. They take that shit serious.
They do. You know, you could mess up her whole Facebook account. Yeah,
don't put a bag of flaming dog shit on her porch.
No.
You know, that wouldn't be a good idea either.
Yeah.
Stay away from all that.
Yeah.
Did you see somebody made a fake JJ the Boss page and got 25,000 likes in 3 days?
Yes.
I saw that.
And his real page only has like three.
Yeah, I feel like JJ's missing the boat here.
Yeah, yeah. He is. Well, JJ posted up. This is a fake account. That's the only reason that I saw it. Like, it's got a picture of the car, damn, but it's a different picture.
But it was a better account than his. That's what it sucks.
He should just buy it from him.
He should just let him do it.
Yeah.
Get him every once in a while. Every once in a while.
Just check in.
To add an account to it. You know, and talk on it.
Yeah, because, dude, his account was like 50 different letters, and then JJ the boss, and you don't really know what's going on there. And it's always Memphis Street Outlaws or whatever. So it's MSO, JJ the boss or whatever. Yeah. Like, and the other account was JJ the boss 901. Just, that's, I mean,
perfect. Everything about that one's better.
And then it had like, and it had the pictures of his cars and shit. I mean, it looked like a legit account. And I actually,
his kids,
yeah, I saw it. I was like,
take my kids off the internet.
Oh, that was the greatest thread ever.
I was like, damn, JJ's got his shit together. Look at this, 25,000 likes. And then he's like, nah, it's a fake page, motherfucker. And I was like, oh, shit. I look at the real one, and it's like, oh, damn.
Oh, damn.
You need some help, partner.
Yeah.
You need some help. Shoot. But I don't think JJ the boss is big on the interwebs.
He doesn't. I don't think he's losing any sleep over that deal.
Nah, you know he don't sleep.
No.
Arkansas is a stay awake state.
It's that we run around all night state. And shine lights and fucking deer and shit.
Arkansas is a stay awake state.
Yep.
God damn.
It ain't Instagram the reason he doesn't sleep.
Fucking JJ.
Yeah. He's a good
man. There's some good motherfuckers. All of them, dude. JJ's son. He's one of the nicest fucking dudes I've ever met.
Yeah, they all are, man. They really
every
are.
Every fucking one of them.
You don't want to be on their bad side.
They are nice fucking people who do bad things.
Allegedly.
You know, allegedly. Yeah. Hey, I grew up with people like that. Nicest motherfuckers in the world. They just don't do good things.
My whole family. Yeah. Like, I feel like I know them people.
I mean, JJ's son, I sit and talk to him for a little bit, man. He's a good fucking dude.
They're all good
I sit
people.
And watch them fucking play dice.
Yeah.
So I had no fucking clue what was going on, but there was a lot of money fucking exchanging hands, allegedly. Yeah, and they looked like they was having a good time. I wanted to be a fucking part of that good time, but I wasn't going to be this stupid fucking white dude, clueless motherfucker, who steps into this fucking game with a pocket full of fucking money and be that dude that they say, here comes Sean. Yeah. Like, bag, baby.
Like on Friday, I won. You what? I lost.
That's what I would have said, because I have no fucking clue.
That's funny as fuck. Yeah, especially when you get Smoke out there with him.
Yeah, Smoke was out there. I couldn't understand him.
Yeah.
And then a JJ was talking to him, but they're understanding each other fine. I couldn't understand neither one of them.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck was going on. So I finally looked over. I gave Smoke $100 and said, here, bet this.
Have a good time for me.
Fucking right. Yeah,
you know? Here, have a good time for
me. Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure Rican took it right from him. Old Rican was right over there in the mix with him. Yeah.
Hell yeah. A bunch of brownies.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, so it was a good time, you know.
It's always a good time. Always, yes, I think they're really good people. I really do. They're all good. You don't want to.
Well,
be
I see
on
a lot
bad
of people
side.
On the internet talking about, oh, JJ fucking this and this and this and this, you know. And I'm like, oh,
look,
I
he
like
never
him,
claimed
you know?
To be much. So yeah, leave him alone.
I mean, yeah, hey, he probably does turn it up a little bit for the show, but he's a fucking character either way. But they're all pretty good people.
All right. Well.
Yeah.
Before it gets any
so
more
you got
awkward,
anything else?
Before it gets
got anything
any
else
awkward,
you
want to
get off your chest?
Nah, let's go.
You
let's
sure?
Get the fuck out of here.
We could talk about something, you know. I mean,
what are you trying to say?
Well, I don't know.
What are you trying to say? What
I'm not trying to say about? Anything. I don't know. Just if anything else on your chest, you got to get off there.
Hell no, I shaved my chest.
Oh.
Ain't nothing.
So you ain't getting nothing else off of it?
No.
All right.
No,
well.
I put stuff on people's chests.
Yeah.
All right, then.
Yeah.
Hey, don't rape each other.
Yeah, keep it out of your butt.
Thanks to Timmy.
I don't know what the fuck his
Timmy.
Name is.
Eric. Thanks to
Eric Riggs.
Eric Riggs, that's his name. I knew that was his name. I was just testing y'all. Thanks to Eric Riggs. Eric, you know why. Thank you. You hooked it up. You the man. All right, I'm out.
Yeah, I see all those. Magazines
go, if
there.
You need to, yeah, magazine, car craft.
I
magazines.
Was going to call him a clip.
Yeah.
But then I saw
No.
Two Gun Outlaw the other day was like,
oh, yeah.
You motherfuckers that call a magazine a clip. And I was like, oh, that's what I do. And Aaron yells at me.
One syllable.
I've never been allowed to own guns, so I'm not much of a gun guy. I don't know much about them.
You're definitely not allowed to buy them.
I can't buy them.
It's a real ordeal.
Remember when I tried to buy one and I had to end up having Flip buy it for me?
Yes, I do.
God damn.
Because you're a bad person.
How bad of a fucking... how bad do you have to fuck up if Flip has to buy a gun for you?
I told you back then, I said, you need to reassess your life if Flip has to buy a gun for you.
Yes.
Because Flip wasn't the greatest person.
No. Well, I never have been either. I feel like I'm a pretty good person now.
Are you?
I've changed a little bit.
Have you?
I used to do bad things.
Well, there you go.
There's my life.
Long time ago.
Long time. That was long. Man, why are you bringing up old shit?
All right.
Still can't own a gun.
We're out. That's all.
That's it.
See you on Tuesday
See you. You won't see me on Tuesday.
No.
Later.
Later.
Oh, man. How long was that?